AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden surveyed the damage in Florida from Hurricane Ian. The AP Sagar Magani reports the president vowed the federal government will help a long rebuilding effort.
First from Marine One.
You can see a whole hell of a lot of the damage from the air.
And then on the ground in Fort Myers, the president saw ruined homes, debris, a boat that had been flipped into a cafe. Damage, he says, may take years of recovery.
We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The president walked alongside a potential 2024 White House foe, Governor Ron DeSantis. Both said they're putting aside political differences for now.
Mr. President, welcome to Florida. We appreciate working together across various levels of government.
Today, we have one job, and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tensions are high between Russia and the U.S., but at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida today.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff. Go crew five.
For the first time in 20 years, a Russian cosmonaut lifted off from the U.S., headed to the International Space Station with NASA and Japanese astronauts. It was almost 1 year ago. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie, Rust.
I take the gun out slowly. I turn, I cock the pistol. Bang, it goes up. She hits the ground. She goes down.
Today, Hutchins' family has agreed to settle a lawsuit against Baldwin and the movie's producers. And producers aim to restart the project in January. Alec Baldwin has said the gun went off accidentally and that he did not pull the trigger. A police officer in Chicago shot an armed man inside a police station on the city's west side. The man shot is said to be in stable condition. Stocks ran out of steam. At the end of the day, the Dow lost 42 points. This is AP News. A famine could be declared in weeks in Somalia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Affecting hundreds of thousands of people in two of the country's worst drought-affected areas and in displacement camps. Such a declaration is rare and a sign of the dire consequences from the worst drought in decades in the Horn of Africa. Mohamed Ahmed Durie and his family left their seaside city on the northern edge of Somalia to escape drought and hunger. He tells the AP, if you walk some distance out here, you'll see lots of bones, lots of animal bones piled on top of each other. He adds, what's happening to us is severe drought and political instability. We're appealing to the international NGOs to assist with shelter, food to eat, and water to drink. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.